I am Parker, and I use they, them pronouns.
And I'm Mike, and I am he, him, and whatever else fits. And this is the Graphic Novel Podcast. Welcome to our show.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, this is a show where we read graphic novels or sometimes some short comics, zines, things like that. And then we do a review discussion, and we can talk about a lot of different things on this show.
Sometimes we talk about divorce. Sometimes we talk about abortion. A lot of times we talk about queer issues.
We have kids and relationships, all different kinds of stuff. So, yeah. So it's a cool show, and we're glad you're listening. And if you like our show, we'd appreciate if you go to
Twitter, go to Apple Podcasts, and give us a great rating. And if you leave a review, we may read it on the air.
And if you visit us at anchor.fm, Graphic Novel Podcast, you can actually leave a voice message that we can play on the air.
That's exciting. Do you remember growing up and hearing your voice, thinking how cool it would be to hear your voice on the radio? Yeah.
All right. Well, and on to today's show.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Parker.
How's it going?
It is going well. We're in between the holidays here.
The holidays are upon us.
It is our last show of 2019.
What?
Yeah, right at the end of the year, right before the beginning of the new year. And I think it's going to be good.
I think this year is going to be.
I think 2020, yeah.
I think we say it every year.
This is
our year.
Well, it's going to be our year. Well, 2020.
Nothing exciting.
We're definitely going to get more than
five
listeners.
We just survive. So we survive.
We made it through this year. This was tough. There's a lot of change this year.
Yeah.
And we've talked about a lot of that stuff while we've been doing different episodes. But I think that this next year will be good for us in a lot of ways. You know, I think I mentioned that I've been doing some comics myself.
Whoa, excuse me.
Some memoir stuff.
Yeah.
I've been working on some of those. So I think I'm going to start doing some little comics, some zines or some.
I always love
web comics or something.
Your artistic ability.
That's not good. I'm still trying to develop what the character is going to look like, really.
I love seeing comics, though, because artists work, because you can see, like, their early work.
Yes.
I love it when they've been doing it for years and actually publishing it, too. Mm-hmm. And you can see, like,
the growth.
I follow Art by Mocha, I want to say. Oh, I'm not even certain. But she does comics.
Mm-hmm.
And she just recently posted, like, oh, this was my work. You know, this is how I drew my people,
mm-hmm.
10 years ago or whatever.
Right.
I can't remember what the exact years were.
Right.
So it's a terrible story to be telling, but I love seeing it because you can see it, like, sometimes she does like throwbacks and stuff. And so see, it's really cool. Mm-hmm. I love to see the progress and the change. And it's not even necessarily that they're getting better, but just that they, you know, went with the change. They decided to change their style a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So this episode, we're going to, as we've mentioned for a few weeks, this is our final one of the year. And this week, we're going to do our top three books.
In no particular order.
In no particular order. They're our top three books based on what we've reviewed.
It was really hard.
It actually was. We could have probably, even though we said that we didn't want to do five, we probably could have picked five at least.
Five was just too many because
we haven't done
that. We haven't read that.
We've only done 18 shows plus we've done 18 shows, counting today will be 19. And then we did the bonus episode.
Wait a minute. Are you sure this isn't episode 20?
This is episode 20.
Okay.
The intro show was considered number one.
Oh,
so this is the 19th. This is actually episode 20.
Yeah.
But yeah, 19 shows plus the bonus episode from Short Run in Seattle.
Right.
So 21 shows technically.
No, don't do that.
But that's a bonus show.
That means we missed the excitement of last week.
No, this is number 20. That was a bonus episode.
Okay.
So, a few things. First off, we would like to go through a couple things, and my phone worked. I'd like to thank all the publishers who've contributed books to us. To
huge
review.
Thank you.
Simon & Schuster, Gallery 13, Titan Comics.
Titan Comics.
Koyama, yes. Which we're going to be reviewing in February. Great book. What else is there? Been some other ones. Can't think of them off the top of my head, but yeah, some great stuff from a lot of people. And we've got more stuff coming too. We've got some books coming from some other artists, from some other creators and stuff. Coming soon, Random House. So we'd like to thank all those publishers for helping us as we begin this journey here.
Thank you.
Let's see, what else?
We can thank, obviously, we have to thank our listeners.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We have so many listeners and so much feedback, and we're so excited to have you here.
We don't have
us.
That much feedback, but...
So much feedback. We just got our first negative feedback. That was fun.
We did?
Yeah, on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they didn't like that I was not immediately drawn to a book because...
Bad weekend.
Because it had a pink cover and a white guy in the front.
Exactly.
But thank God it had fat people in it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But you loved the book. You loved the story.
I don't know about loved it, okay, but I did like it. Yes, I did like it. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, you know, it's a review show. You know,
I know,
we talk exactly. about the things that we like and don't like about things.
But we also have to take that criticism, too, because apparently if we're going to put it out there, people are going to review us, too.
Yes, I know. It's okay if you don't like us.
No, it's not okay.
No, it's totally okay.
Anyhow, we'd also like to thank all the creators creating this amazing
Obviously,
content.
Yes.
Amazing content.
Yes, we wouldn't have a show without you.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, so much good stuff that it's we literally have enough books for almost 6 months.
Yeah.
Enough. And that's not even counting new stuff that we haven't even gotten to yet.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just, we've got books for months.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got a lot of stuff. Okay. We've got two quick press releases this week. One of them's from Amnesty International.
Ooh.
Oh yes. This is a new graphic novel. The Sri Lankan authorities must end discrimination against LGBTI people, Amnesty International said on December 7th, as it published a graphic novel recounting the struggles of LGBTI people in the country. The comic Spectrum, Four Stories of Discrimination Faced by LGBTI People, tells four true stories of how those people in Sri Lanka have suffered discrimination and violence in their daily lives, from workplace bullying to police harassment. So, because in there, their societal taboo has been punishing for LGBTI individuals when it comes to their jobs, homes, schools, frequently compromising their ability to access services that are essential to their human rights. So they're persecuted for their sexual orientation or gender identity.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty interesting thing. Again, that's called Spectrum, Four Stories of Discrimination Faced by LGBTI People. And the other one, which I came across today, which I thought was pretty cool, since our oldest child now has a Nintendo Switch, I think I had read about this before. And this December 11th, there was something from Nintendo about this new book / Switch game. It's a graphic novel.
Really?
Yes. Let's see. Liberated is going to be released on Switch before any other platform. Liberated is a groundbreaking new vision for the future of digital comics, seamlessly merging the art of hand-drawn graphic novels with interactivity and side-scrolling action. This is an action-adventure game that unfolds across the pages of a comic book.
Wow.
They Liberated asked difficult questions about modern issues, government surveillance, state-driven misinformation, fake news, and weaponized personal data world in shades of gray. Knowing which battles are worth fighting and where to draw the line between revolution and terrorism has never been more paramount. Originally intended to be released in 2019, they pushed it back to 2020 so they can get more time to really finish it the way they wanted to.
Huh.
But that sounds pretty cool. And since, like I said, since we have a Nintendo Switch, we may look into it.
We don't, though.
Well, we do.
Our child does.
We do. All right. Let's see. What else? I think that's it.
All right. That's the end of the show. Have a great day.
No, we have some books to talk about now. Why don't you start, Parker?
All right. I'm going to start with my... it's so hard. I can't say my favorite
because correct.
I like them all. It was really hard to decide, so much so that I kept giving, like, we would, you know, kind of discuss what our books were, mm-hmm. and then I would forget like almost immediately which ones I had chosen because I liked them. And then like Mike would say which ones he liked. And oh yeah, that's right. I like that one too. That one's on my, no, like that can't be on my list. We gotta choose something different, but it was just too hard.
Yeah.
It was too hard.
So what are you going with as your first pick? Not your, it's not number one or anything, but it's the first pick today.
The first one you're going to hear about today. Crowded.
Oh, yes. Crowded. Very crowded. Good.
10 minutes in the future, the world runs on an economy of job shares and apps like Reaper, a platform for legal assassination. I you know what's terrifying about this? It seems like it's so close. I mean, it has that potential to become our reality.
Yep.
And that's just terrifying.
Yeah. I can see these things happening, especially in this, when you've got such a class warfare going on right now. We've got the rich and the very poor. I mean, the mega rich and the very poor. You know, could you see some of these mega rich people putting some app together like this and letting the poor kill each other?
Do you think that would be? No, they would never do that because that puts it in the hands of the crowd. Who uses crowdfunding? The poor people use crowdfunding.
Exactly.
So they would be the ones to put it together. It would be some. Mm-mm. Yeah. It would be some young, smart. Yeah. Young, smart, poor kid gets the app put together. People can start killing the rich.
It won't work that way because poor people don't have enough money. Rich to people crowdfund can already. That.
What do you mean they can't? They don't have money to go. Do you know what crowdfunding crowdfund is? Do you know what crowdfunding is?
To crowdfund the murder of a rich person.
If you look at this, if you look at this story. Well, first of all, okay. So going back to that, first of all, rich people can already have people killed. They already do it. Okay, this story. She is just an ordinary person.
Is she? We don't really know though. How ordinary is she?
When the apparently average Charlie Ellison wakes up one day to find out she's the target of $1 million Reaper campaign, $1 million on this person. They just do gigs. They walk dogs and you know, like there's nothing. She's just an everyday person, right?
Well, I don't know how everyday. She sounds like she might be kind of shitty.
Well, yes, but I mean, honestly, I feel like people are shitty.
Yeah.
You don't think people are shitty?
Yeah.
In general, people are shitty.
Who are the creators of this?
Okay, so we have creators.
That's how we found out about this, because it was tweeted out that go ahead, the creators.
Christopher Sebela.
Sabella.
Huh?
Sabella.
Damn it! I'm so sorry. I was trying to
read more than one thing at a time.
Yeah, I forget the Sabella. Okay. Shanghai Red, welcome back, Heartthrob. Why is that in punk? This is written strangely. I don't really get it. Rose Stein and Ted Brandt.
Yes, Ted Brandt's where I found out about it.
Triona Farrell, Cardinal Ray.
Yeah, I think they did covers. But it's by Christopher Sabella writes it. And Rose Stein and
Ted Brandt
are the artists.
Yeah, they have a lot of stuff under them.
Yeah, they're all.
I'm so sorry, Christopher Sabella, for saying your name wrong.
I hope that's correct, too.
Oh, so you corrected me, but you didn't even know for sure.
He's got some good pictures with his dog on
What
Twitter.
Did I say, Sabella? Sabella. That's it probably Sabella.
Yeah. Sabella.
Sabella. Could be that.
Probably not.
I'm sorry.
But anyhow, see, the way I look at it.
I love all the covers, too.
I know. The way I look at this,
You've
got rich people who create this. They throw it out there, and they say, No, listen.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And then because they said, let's watch the poor people kill each other.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And let's watch them kill each other.
Oh, absolutely. No, I can see that.
No, see, that's the way I look at it.
I could absolutely see that. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. But there's no way.
It's like a game for them, just watching all the poor people kill each other.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't stand that guy down the street.
That is our reality. I mean, it's already that way. So they don't need a crowdfunding thing. Maybe we're not seeing this as what it is, or it's not about the fact that it's crowdfunding. It's just what the rich people are doing to us now.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't think it ever says who created the apps, did it?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know if that's important to the story or not, but.
Oh my God, this is just, we're already living this reality.
Maybe.
We don't think deeply enough about things sometimes, I think.
You do. That's a good book. I really like that one.
Yeah, too. I love the art. I love the queer characters. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Right. Yeah. All right. Okay. Right. My first choice.
One down.
Is by Mary Shine. It's called Get Over It. And
oh my God, I love this one.
Yes, it's such a good book.
I love the artwork.
It is a great.
It's all black, white, and
it's black and orange. White and orange, and the orange just pops out. And for the most part, the orange
is the character, or the what are they called?
Well, let's see. Leslie got more than a lousy tip on her last delivery. She stumbled onto an experimental lab that makes grappling with your inner demons into an actual fight. Reluctantly, Leslie finds herself recruited by the lab to track down an inner demon spawning other inner demons. But even in a city famed for its neuroses, Leslie might not be able to leave the block to find the mental monster. And that's what it is. It's about inner demons, and the inner demons are in orange, so they stand out.
Yeah, but they have a name in there.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it is.
But Miasma.
Yeah. Miasma. That's it.
Yep. And it's cool. I like this one for a multitude of reasons.
The bike messenger.
I see that. I like the inner demon story.
Yeah.
But I also could her father had multiple issues. He didn't want. He was angry at his ex, who left for a quote unquote better life without him.
Right.
Left him with the daughter to raise. And also, he would see his daughter and he'd see his ex and he'd get, you know, so he had anger towards his daughter because of this.
Right.
And he also didn't want his daughter to succeed, really. He wanted her to stay there and help run his business, which is not what she wants to do.
Because she could be successful with him.
Yes, but that's not what she wants to do. And that's what
I know. That's so hard, I feel like. I mean,
I didn't have that issue per se, but I know we talked about before, you know. My mother didn't want me. It was a slow, quiet, you know, subliminal, don't leave home, kind of thing, yeah. I could, that resonated with me. It's not a good thing, but I could see it.
Yeah.
And sure. Yeah, and it's really good. Art is great. Yeah. And the story is fun and good. And I think there's supposed to be more. But yeah, it's good. Oh yeah, it says to be continued at the end. So yeah, so this is, it's really good. Mary Shine, check her out. What next for you?
All right, the next one for me was by Marina Fatinicus, Liminal State.
Yeah.
Liminal State is a semi-abstract comic about drowning in grief and postpartum anxiety trauma at the same time. It's based on my own experiences in 2016 when my beloved father died after a month-long coma and I had my first child via traumatic birth, and all within the same year. Mm-hmm. It won a 2019 Massachusetts Independent Comics Expo mini grant.
Mice.
Yep. Where it also made its debut. Congratulations. That's really awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
It's being reprinted in four parts on Mutha Magazine? Mutha? Mutha, oh, M-U-T-H-A?
I did see that. Mother, maybe?
Mother.
Which makes sense, mother.
Yes, that would make sense.
Yeah, because she's a mother.
Mother. So I love the artwork. I love you could feel the emotional.
Oh, yeah. Because we're talking to people, what does it look like? So you have an idea, so people can get an idea.
Do you want to describe it?
Well, it's very sketchy, very, it's like somebody took a crayon or a dark colored pencil and just like scribbled really hard on the page. And
I mean, it's like drawing emotions.
Yes.
It's really cool.
And I'm sure that's exactly what was coming out was these raw emotions of, and pain, you know, her father being sick and then dying and having this traumatic birth and these were things we went through, the same kind of stuff within the same year
and
too.
And so many parents do and don't talk about it. They think that they, you know, should just shut up and be strong and deal with it. And, talking about it is so beneficial, you know. And
well, we even did it ourselves. I mean, our oldest was born healthy and everything. And that's, even I said that, well, you know, at least they're healthy. Yeah.
It's not okay.
Don't roll your eyes
when that's me. The response that you get from people, it's like, you know, you're not valuing my feelings, you know? So if I'm not safe to come out to the person who I trust the most, in that way, you know, to tell them about those feelings, to tell them that you're struggling, you know, how can you tell other people? Was that the wrong thing to say? You're giving me this look.
You rolled your eyes at me.
I did?
Not just now, but before. But no, you're right. You're right. And it was traumatic for me too. My dad died a month later. Yeah. We had a baby. 6-7 months later, I was diagnosed with cancer. It was a fucking horrible year.
It was.
I mean, and not because of the baby, but the baby was born in it wasn't what we planned, you know, and it was traumatic for you.
Right.
I mean, and so it was a horrible year, really.
But we had a beautiful baby.
They're still beautiful.
We love them so much.
Yes. But yeah, so I mean, this book, I mean, both of us.
Captures it. It just captures it.
It really does. I mean, she knows. She's been through it. And like you said, how many people go through this? We can't be the only two people, us
and her, not.
That we're have not. Somebody die close like that and then have a baby.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
But yes, definitely. Check it out. She's got a website. You can check it out. I think you can buy copies too.
Or email her at. Maria@Fotinicus.com.
But yeah.
Fotinicus.com is her profile. So check that out. PHOTINAKIS.com.
Nice. But yeah, definitely worthwhile read. And that really, again, that was one I could have picked too, because it hit both of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. My second choice is by Jeff Lemire, who's the New York Times bestselling author and creator of Black Hammer and Sweet Tooth. This is Frog Catchers, great hardcover book. It's black, for the most part, grays, black and white, grays. And then there's little pops of color just every once in a while, little yellows, a little.
Yeah.
And what it is this story of a man and a child, and they're catching frogs, and it's this whole story about dementia that you don't even realize, you know, until you get through it all.
It's very cool.
It says, a man wakes up alone in a strange room with no recollection of who he is or how he got there. The padlocked doors and barren lobby reinforce the strangeness of this place. This is, as he reads from an old-fashioned keychain beside his bed, the Edgewater Hotel. Even worse, something ominous seems to be lurking in one of the rooms. But when he meets a young companion, the only other soul in this vast, enveloping emptiness, his new friend begs him not to unlock the door. There must be something behind it. But what? A haunted hotel on the edge of reality, an endless bridge spanning an infinite ocean, and a man and a boy looking for a way out. This is the setting for a boundary-pushing, genre-defying new work of fiction by one of comics' master storytellers. And it is great. It's a great story. I mean, like I said, it's about dementia. And, you know, once you get through the whole story, it's like, wow, that is really a powerful story. And it's a great, great story.
But,
you know?
But is it a story?
It might not be.
Is it a good story?
No.
A story story?
It's a story.
It's a story.
It's a story. But yes.
I loved it. I also loved it.
Yeah.
Like when we talked, when you said it, I was like, oh yeah, I want that. That's a good one.
I know.
Yeah, it was good. I loved it too. And I really like that style too, the art.
Yes, which again, you like this kind of sketchy type of artwork. Yeah, it is. It's great.
Yeah.
It's a great book. Thank you for that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And,
here's the one.
This is the third book that we both chose, this one, and we chose to both keep it because we thought that this was
important. I don't know. It's important.
An important read for Americans, period.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially in this day and this age and this time of Trump.
Yes. Don't say it.
I had to.
We'll have to bleep it out.
No. Nope.
We really should.
No. Nope.
I don't want that name on our
I know.
Podcast.
What book is it?
they called us enemy.
But George Takei.
George Takei. And I want to read their names. It just has their last names on the front.
Oh, all the people involved in it. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Justin Eisinger, George Takei, Harmony, Becker, and Stephen Scott.
Yes.
So, the story of George Takei's life, basically.
Yeah, from being a little Japanese-American boy in L.A. to suddenly World War II hits and Pearl Harbor's bombed. And all hell breaks loose, California, and America decides that if you're Japanese, whether you're a Japanese-American or any type of Japanese descent, you're suddenly the enemy.
The enemy. Yeah. Do you want me to read the synopsis? You did a pretty good job there.
Okay, well, but that's it. I mean, it's horrible. It's a horrible, horrible piece of history that, for the most part, was rectified by several presidents.
Yes.
Reagan and...
Roosevelt.
How did Roosevelt do it?
In 1942, the order of President Roosevelt.
No, rectified.
Oh, rectified. Yes. Sorry, I missed
he
that.
He didn't rectify it. He screwed it.
Who did you say rectified it? Reagan.
And then Bush, number one, because they actually got a little compensation for it.
Yeah, and... A little is
it key, is. Key I mean, and there. Only half the people were alive.
Uh huh. Yeah. So yeah. And the trauma lives on through their future children too.
Well, of course. I mean, look at. I mean, he's what, 80 years old.
Yeah.
And he's he's close to it. He's in his 70s at least.
Yeah. I don't. They have what year he was.
You know, and and he's talking about this thing like it was yesterday.
Well, yeah, I mean, and what I like the way that it's his whole life, though. So, I mean, you know, he talks about, certainly not in as not as detailed in the later years, because, you know, he really wants you to hear the stories from the inside, right, basically. Right. But I need to be a little more gentle with this. I don't know. I loved it. It's tragic and awful and not something that you want to think people are capable of, but yeah.
And something that I'd rather we didn't have to read, because it never happened.
But we do.
But we do. We do have to read it. It should be taught.
What do you mean
it
never happened?
No, I mean, like, if...
For it to not have happened.
Never have happened, and him never have to have written about it.
Yes.
Because it never happened.
Yeah, I wish it had.
But it is. It's fucking happening right now. There's fucking kids in cages dying.
Yes. Yep.
In fucking cages.
Because they won't give them a flu shot. Yeah.
Yes. They won't even let medical personnel that are willing to go in there for free and do this stuff, give them checkups and shots and just make sure that they're okay. They won't even allow them in there.
Yeah.
I mean, awful.
I know. Take a breath. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Yes. And that's why that's a book we both chose, that we thought that was probably the most important book that we've read so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just... It's a horrible, horrible part of our history that is being repeated right now. And it will be repeated if 2020 ends up the way that 2016 did.
I don't even
It will
think
be repeated
about
and continued.
Yeah.
And it'll get worse.
It's going to get worse.
It'll get worse.
Yeah, if we get out and vote, please. I don't care what the polls say. I don't care if the polls say, oh, well, there's no way Trump's going to win. Yeah. Oh my God, I just said his name again.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Just go vote. Vote early if you can.
Yeah.
And if you have to stand in line for hours and hours, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
It's shit. The people in Washington State, I feel like, take for granted how easy it is to vote.
Even in New York, it wasn't that bad. There were so many polling places.
Yeah, and we go in.
I mean, the longest we waited was like 10 people in front of us.
I've never waited that long. I never did. We always walked right in.
In Sloan. There was a couple times at the fire station, I think.
But not often, because you just go sit down. Exactly. And I mean, you wait. We never waited. I never waited for 10 people to scan the thing.
Oh, yeah. And that's when they scanned them. That was before you colored in the circles or whatever it was. Wait, you still have to color circles?
Yeah, you colored in the circles.
Oh, it used to be the
squares,
machines.
And then you scan the machine. And that we had when we were in the city of Buffalo. Yeah. But I think I only voted on those once before we moved.
Yeah, you flip all the switches.
Yeah.
But
that
yes.
was fun.
Yeah, it was cool.
It's like a game show.
Voting booth.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was like before. I know my dad used to take us voting with him, but I don't think we went into the booth with him. So I don't remember actually, because I mean, it was probably a school day, right? So
right.
I'm sure I, well, of course it was. I do remember seeing my teachers wearing the I voted stickers and it was,
yeah.
I was always like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But anyhow, so they call this Enemy by George Takei.
Read it.
Read it. But.
Again, the artwork's great, black and white.
Yes. But because we both chose that, I thought that we should do one more.
It was both. It was both of us were like, mm-hmm. both of us were like, oh, this is our book.
Yeah.
This is a book we chose. So we, I don't know. I mean,
well, we decided that.
I thought, well, I could choose something different then.
No,
but we decided that
we went with one other one as an honorable mention, which is in the same kind of vein, Bottom Feeders, by Ben Passmore and Ezra Clayton Thomas.
Yes.
Wait, Daniels. Ezra Clayton Daniels.
You're just making up
names.
That's we don't have it in front of us, so
no. But met him at Short Run.
Yeah, I mean, and you did. I didn't. I was tending to the children. Tending to the children. I wasn't hiding.
Tending to them.
I was tending.
How do you tend to?
I tended them. I shoved them under the wall there.
We did do that. We put them.
That sounds so terrible. We didn't shove them under anything.
We didn't shove them.
But they kind of found their way under, and then it was like, well, that's kind of convenient. They're not sitting in the way. It was like a 3/4 wall from the top down, so there was probably 2 feet from the floor.
And they hid under there and sat on their tablets.
Yeah, and they liked it. They were comfy and maybe warm. And
anyhow, Bottom Feeders.
Oh my God, are we terrible?
Gentrification. Gentrification. And white flight, you know, all these things.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a great science fiction, fantasy.
Horror.
Yeah. Story.
Yeah. I loved it.
Yes.
I love the colors. I'm always all about it.
Oh, yeah. It's very colorful.
It was,
It's a funky shape. It's like a rectangle, small size.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Yes, it was a very cool story.
Yep.
Again, about gentrification. So, you know, another topic that
we're pretty
needs to be discussed, explored further, explored yeah, discussed, you know, happens in a lot of big cities and even in smaller cities, you know, just start pushing, you know, become the black neighborhood suddenly becomes the cool art neighborhood where all the arty farty people go and start living in these cheap arty farty people living in these cheap apartments. And then it becomes hip and cool, and people start buying up the property and making it hip and cool, and forcing these people of color out that they can't afford it anymore.
Now,
in Seattle, I mean, it's just in general Seattle, because you've got Amazon and Microsoft, and a lot of other tech companies, and it's just too expensive to live in Seattle.
Yeah,
you know, it's just pushing people out. People that have lived there for 80 years can't even afford the taxes on their house anymore.
Yeah.
Because house that they probably paid, you know, $20,000 for is worth $500,000 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's the property that's really worth that.
Right. Right.
But anyhow, Bottom Feeders, another great story. What else?
Nothing else that I can think of that we need to share. Do you have any New Year's? I don't really want to say resolutions. Do you have
I don't resolve to do anything.
I would like to read more books.
We're gonna read
one a week isn't enough for me.
Well, we have plenty downstairs still.
I know.
That's what I said. We've got a lot of books to go through. We're gonna pick a few old books by some classic ones. They're considered great graphic novels of all time.
Oh, okay.
I've already got some of those.
Yeah.
Like Mouse, and some other ones, and Will Eisner, and then we're gonna do a lot more of small press. And people of color and women. And I think we're just going to continue expanding. We'll hit Short Run. We're going to be at Emerald City Comic Con.
Oh, yeah.
In March. We'll hit Short Run again in November. Maybe we'll get to the Ace Comic Con. It's over the summer, I believe. So, yeah. So
lots of exciting things coming up next year.
Definitely.
And we won't forget to vote, so you shouldn't either.
Definitely. But don't worry. We'll remind you over the year.
Oh, yes.
Anyhow, until we see you in the new year. My name is Mike.
And I'm Parker.
And this is the Graphic Novel Podcast.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, make sure that you like, share, give us a great rating. We love to hear back. You can find us on Twitter at Graphic Novel Pod, or you can check out our Instagram at Graphic Novel Podcast.
Or you can visit our website. We got a brand new website. It is graphicnovelpodcast.com. Or you can send us a comment or question or any kind of thing like that.
Yeah, we love hearing from our listeners.
Yeah, request for a book to be reviewed or anything like that to graphicnovelpodcast@gmail.com. And biggest thing, if you're listening to the podcast and you like it, visit your favorite podcast distribution host, like iTunes or whatever, and give us a review. Give us
Stitcher.
Stitcher, Breaker, all them, and give us a, you know, a review and stars, because that's...
Hey, if you give us 5 stars in a review, we may read it on there.
Yes, we will definitely, and that will help us expand the number of people listening to our show.
That's the best way that we can share our show is by our listeners.
That's right. So thanks for listening again this week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.